You're listening to How to Win with Mike Moore, the podcast that provides you with practical insights on how to win in every arena of life.
God wants His people to prosper, and I believe that He's anointed me to help you to prosper, to go from one level to another level all year, and we're going to break poverty and lack and scarcity, unfulfilled desire over your life. It's going to take you to another level of abundance in God. Come on, take this journey with me. How to Win Our Prosperity Edition 2024.
Are you ready to break free from the chains of anxiety, stress, and depression? Mike Moore, author and founding pastor of Faith Chapel and host of the How to Win podcast, is here with his new book, Help, My Mind is Under Attack. Learn how to overcome attacks on your mind and live an emotionally healthy life. Grab your copy now, available as ebook on Amazon and paperback on MikeMoore.com. Embark on your journey to complete mental health and emotional peace.
Hello, I'm Mike Moore, and welcome to the How to Win podcast. These podcasts are based off 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. It says, "Now thanks be unto God who always causes us to triumph in Christ." Listen, I am so glad to have you with us today. We're going to have a wonderful time in God's Word today. These episodes, these lessons are built on biblical principles. And I'm in my prosperity edition of the How to Win, and we're teaching on my favorite series in the area of abundance, the God of Abundance. And in fact, I have a mini book that you can order. Go to MikeMoore.com and order this mini book. It's called The God of Abundance. And we took excerpts out of this teaching. And so you get a little synopsis of what I'm teaching, but it's real handy. Just have about 40, just have about 60 some pages, and you can read it literally in one setting if you want to, but it'll be a blessing for you, the God of Abundance. And so on this episode, our goal is to develop in you an abundance mentality. You can have a poverty mentality, you can have a lack mentality, a scarcity mentality, but God wants you to have an abundant mentality. This is a mind renewal series. You know, mind renewal is changing your thinking for God's thinking. So our goal is to develop in you an abundance mentality, expand your vision of God and your potential in God. So this is our fourth lesson. In this fourth lesson, we've already established in lesson one, volume one, what the abundant life is. And in our last two episodes, episode 2 and 3, we talked about El Shaddai, the God who's more than enough, part one and part two. And in this fourth lesson, we're going to talk from the subject, the subtopic, getting prepared mentally for abundance. There is some preparation work that you need to do. There is some self-evaluation that you need to do, some self-awareness that you must have to walk in the abundance that we believe God is communicating, willing, desiring for us to experience. Getting prepared mentally. There are two steps in this. We're going to look at the first step in getting prepared. The first step is having a stewardship mindset. Having a stewardship mindset. Now, we've said and been very bold in saying that God wants you to enjoy the best this life has to offer. But you're not prepared for that level of abundance if you're not committed to being a good steward. This is a prerequisite. Being born again qualifies you. It qualifies you. Receiving Jesus qualifies you for the abundant life. The preparation is your part. And step one is having a stewardship mentality. You are not prepared for abundance if you're not committed to being a good steward. So in this lesson, we're going to talk about stewardship, what it is. We're going to talk about stewardship, the difference between the bad steward and the good steward. And I just believe you're going to gain revelation of your position in God that will release abundance in your life. So let's talk about first, what is a steward? S-T-W-A-R-D. What is a steward? A steward is a person who manages the wealth of someone else. Very simple definition. A steward is a person who manages the wealth of someone else. A steward is a possessor and not an owner. You're managing the resources of someone else. They're in your possession, but they don't belong to you. You're not an owner, you're a possessor as a steward. So what is the number one requirement of a steward? Well, the answer is found in God's word. Faithfulness to the owner. Faithfulness. Remember, as a steward, you're managing the resources and the wealth of someone else. So the number one requirement of a steward is faithfulness. 1 Corinthians 4:2 in the traditional King James Version says, "Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful." It is required, the scripture says, that a man be faithful. Faithful to who? Faithful to the owner. So now that we've talked about what a steward is, the number one requirement of a steward, let's talk about the scope of the believer's stewardship, the scope of the breadth of the leader's stewardship, the sphere of the leader's stewardship, what territory stewardship covers in the life of the believer. Well, 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10, in the Authorized, that's the traditional King James Version, says, "As every man has received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God." Now, notice here, there's something very powerful. Right away from this text, it says, as every man has received the gift. Now, right away, we see that stewardship is a gift. It is something that God has bestowed or endowed you with. It's a gift. And this text tells us we're to minister this stewardship. We're to give this stewardship to others. And how we dispense or manage the stewardship will dictate or determine whether we are good stewards or bad stewards. So when we talk about the scope or the sphere of our stewardship, the territory of our stewardship covers several areas. Number one, it covers ourselves. We are a steward of ourselves, a steward of our spirit, a steward of our soul, that's our mind, emotions, and will, a steward of our body. You are a manager of the stewardship that God gave you. You're a manager of your body. You're a manager of your soul. You're a manager of your spirit. You determine whether you have a strong spirit. Your spirit is in your possession. You determine whether you have a strong, healthy mind, soul. Your soul is in your possession. You determine whether you're a good steward of your body, your physical body. You're a steward of your body. You're managing your body on behalf of the God. Because in 1 Corinthians, the 6th chapter, it says that your body belongs to God. Your spirit belongs to God. Your mind belongs to God. So you're to take care of your spirit, your soul, and your body as unto God, on God's behalf. That tells me and you that we can't do anything we want with everybody we want to do it with, our body. That tells us that we can receive any kind of information, any kind of information in our body. We have to manage our minds, manage our bodies, manage our thought life. We have to develop our spirits. If we don't develop our spirits, our spirits won't be developed. You build your spirit up through prayer and meditating in the Word of God, studying the Word of God, confessing the Word of God. You build up your spirit when you obey God. You spend time in prayer. You're building up your spirit. When you pray in the Spirit or pray in tongues, your spirit is being edified. But you are the manager. If you don't take time to meditate the Word, if you don't take time to confess the Word, believe the Word, study the Word, then God won't force you to do it because you're a steward of it. You're a steward, secondly, of God's Word. God's Word has been given to you, been given to me, and we're stewards of God's Word. Will we learn God's Word? Will we study God's Word? Will we share God's Word? We're stewards. We're stewards of the vision of our local church. Wherever God connects you, and you should be praying about where you go to church. Any church doesn't work. Somebody said, well, just as long as you go to church. No, 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 that's not scripture. The Bible says that God said that I'll give you pastors after my heart that will feed you with knowledge and understanding. So if God is going to give you a shepherd that will feed you with knowledge and understanding, you need to be talking to God about who's your shepherd. And you should go there and connect there and join that church and find out what the vision of that church is. And then you should connect to that vision and embrace it because it's a stewardship of yours. Thirdly, well, that's number three. Number four, you're a steward of your skills and your natural talents. Whether you develop your skills, your natural talents, determines whether you're a good steward or a bad steward of the gifts of God. The giftings and the callings of God on our lives is a stewardship. I'm gifted to teach. I'm gifted to minister to leaders and to coach and mentor leaders. I have a gift to do that. I'm gifted to start churches and to build churches. I'm gifted to do that. We are stewards of our giftings and our callings. Next, we're stewards over our work. Work is a blessing. Work is a gift from God. God gave Adam work before the fall. The work is not a curse. So when you go to work, you have to understand that you're a steward unto God. You should work that job to please God, to honor God. You're a steward of your work, your job, your career. Next, you're a steward of money and possessions. Any money and possessions you have is a gift from God to you. It's a gift. And God expects you to manage the money because it belongs to God. The silver and the gold belongs to God. The earth and the fullness thereof belongs to God. So technically, everything you own or everything you think you own belongs to God. God is the owner. You're the possessor and you're the steward. Your money, your material possessions as unto the Lord. You're to steward your time. Your time. You're to manage your time properly as a steward under God. You should manage and steward your creativity. God has endowed you with the ability to have creative ideas, creative projects. You're a steward of that. You're a steward of your faith. God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. Every Christian has faith. Every believer has faith. Now you're a steward of that faith. And it's your responsibility to develop your faith, cause your faith to grow. That's your responsibility. Any relationships that you have, are you a spouse, are you a parent, or are you relationships that you have as a single person, as a married person, you're a steward over your relationships. You're a steward of influence. Any influence that God gives you, you have to manage that as unto God, to please God, to honor God. And then finally, any roles or positions in life, you're a steward of that role and position. And you have to manage that in the light of being responsible to God. I pastored for 42 years and 8 months, 41 years and 8 months for one church, and then another year at another church, a denominational church. And when I concluded, came toward the conclusion of pastoring that local church, the Lord said to me that I had done what He sent me to do, and I had done well. Now notice that privilege to pastor that wonderful church, Faith Chapel in Birmingham in Columbus, Georgia. The privilege to pastor that great church was a stewardship. It was I was managing that church on behalf of Jesus. The church with Jesus always was His, always will be His. But I was a steward over that flock, those members, that vision of that local church. And God said to me that I had done well. He's the one that is the owner. Let's establish that. Let's talk about the owner. Who is the owner? God is both creator and God is owner. God is the creator, God is owner. God is creator, God is owner. Psalms 24:1 in the New Living Translation says, "The earth is the Lord's and everything in it." The earth is the Lord and everything in it. The worlds and all its people belong to Him. So in the truest sense, God is the owner of every person on planet Earth. Now, we can choose to see ourselves as stewards or as owners. Haggai 2:8 in the New Living Translation says, "The silver is mine," God is speaking. "The silver is mine, the gold is mine," said the Lord of heaven's armies. Now notice, all material wealth in the earth, God owns. Does He possess all the material? Absolutely not. The material wealth in the world is in the hands of both believers and unbelievers. The material wealth of this country, every form of material wealth, houses, vehicles, bank accounts, investment accounts, businesses, all things that represent material resources, stock, bonds, the equity we have in our homes, Think about it. Everything that comes under the heading of a material provision, everything that comes under the heading of money, silver and gold and whatever other forms of material wealth, God says is mine. All the silver, all the gold, everything that's material is mine. Is mine. And the primary problem that uncommitted Christians, not talking about unbelievers now, but the primary problem that unbelievers have is that they think like owners instead of thinking like stewards. That's a big problem in the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Many in the body of Christ, they think like owners instead of like stewards. So let's contrast the two now. Let's talk about bad stewardship, and we'll see what it looks like. And let's talk about good stewardship, and we'll see from Scripture what that looks like. So let's look at some of the qualities of bad stewardship. Number one, thinking like an owner. Thinking like an owner. Number two, managing the owner's wealth solely for your own benefit and comfort. Now, if I'm a steward, I'm a possessor, not an owner. And if I manage what have been put under my care, my stewardship, if I manage my stewardship solely for my benefit and solely for my comfort, I am a bad steward. Bad stewardship is wasting the owner's wealth, The word waste means to use for a wrong purpose or use that creates a loss for the owner. You know, a lot of times on award shows, it could be music award shows, movie award shows, television award shows. Recipients often will say, I thank God for the gift. I thank God for blessing me with the capacity to do what I do. And many times, whether those persons are saved or unsaved, they will give God credit for the gift, the blessing that's on their life, the ability to sing or act or record or produce, they will thank God. But you can thank God and recognize that you're a steward and that God gave you the gift, but you can still waste it. If you're using your gift for a wrong purpose, or you're using your gift and it's creating a loss for the owner, then you're wasting your stewardship. You're wasting God's resources. A bad steward does not create gain for the owner, does not fulfill the owner's goals. The owner has certain goals, but the bad steward doesn't fulfill the owner's goals. They do not create gain for the owner. See, I'm a minister of the gospel, and I have influence in the lives of many people. Many people look up to me. For teaching purposes only, if I engage in some kind of immoral affair or something like that, it would be a misuse of my stewardship. It would be abuse of my stewardship. I would be a bad steward. Now, I'm not talking about the individual, the person, but I would be a bad steward because me falling in some kind of immoral thing does not bring gain to the owner. In fact, in many cases, it will create a loss for the owner. People will leave church. People will get mad at God. People will do a lot of things. They may never go back to church. They may never serve God because of how I lived. So now my stewardship is not creating a gain. I'm actually creating a loss for God. Bad stewardship does not bless others. Classic illustration of a bad steward and bad stewardship is found in Luke 12, 16 through 21. It says, the ground of a certain man brought forth plentifully, and he said to himself, I'm going to tear down my barns and build bigger barns. And he just talked to himself and decided what he was going to do by himself. So he used the word I 6 times. He used the word my 5 times. So this man who had been blessed started thinking and acting like an owner. He acted like it was his. So he never talked to God, never asked God about direction on what he should do with this huge harvest he had received. He didn't get any outside counsel in the council, multitude of counsel there, safety. No, he thought like an owner. He said, I'm going to build me bigger barns and I'm going to save everything. He never gave anything to anybody. He was not a channel of blessing to anybody. And God said to him, God called that man a fool. He was a fool. Because he thought he was the owner of his life. He could do what he wanted to, how long he wanted to, irrespective of people, no concern about people. And God called him a fool. He was a bad steward. Let's look at good stewardship before we close. Good stewardship is the converse, is when the steward uses the owner's resources for the accomplishment of the owner's goals and the success of the assignments given to the steward. A good steward creates gain and not loss for the owner. The owner is better off due to the stewardship efforts. The steward, good steward has the owner's mindset, attitude, intent, will, and purpose in the forefront of his or her mind. A classic example of a good steward is David, King David, recorded in 1 Chronicles 29, verse 14, verse 16 in the New Living Translation. I'm going to read it to you. This is just so powerful. So very powerful. David is speaking, he says, and he's praying, he says, but God, but who am I and who are they? Who am I and who are my people that we could give anything to you? He said, how can we give anything to you? Now, he was given a great offering. He was challenging the people to give a big offering toward the building of the temple. Now watch this. He said, everything we have has come from you, and we give you only what you first gave us. O Lord, our God, even the material we have gathered to build a temple to honor you, holy name, it comes from you. So David says, technically, everything, and he gave millions of dollars toward the building of the temple. He challenged the leaders to give toward the, and yet he says, everything that we are giving to you, you first gave to us, and really, all we're giving to you is what you gave us. That's a steward. That's how a steward thinks. that technically I own nothing, that you own everything. And if I give you something or give something toward what you're doing, it's nothing to be arrogant about because you gave it to us first. That's the mindset of a king. And King David was fabulously rich. Some scholars believe he had a net worth that exceeded $200 billion, far exceeded $200 billion. And I looked up something as of February 24th, 2024, Bernard Arnault, A-R-N-A-U-L-T, the CEO of French Luxury Goods Group, has an estimated worth of $212.1 billion. $212.1 billion. He passed Elon Musk in January of this year. $212 billion. Think about it. And David exceeded 200 billion, far beyond. So the richest people on planet Earth today is still trying to catch up with a man of God in Scripture named David. And then let's not talk about Solomon. Solomon was a multi-trillionaire, and nobody on planet Earth, even if you start combining some wealth, would come close to the wealth of Solomon. I want to close by saying this. We've been talking about being a good steward is a prerequisite. It's you preparing for abundance. And I've seen from Scripture that God wants good stewards to have more. He tells it in the parable in Matthew 25:28-29. He gave a king, gave certain people in his kingdom talents or a quantity of money. To one he gave 5 talents, another he gave 2, and to another he gave 1. The 5 talent and 2 talent maximized their stewardship, and he gave them more. The 1 talent man dug a hole, put the talent in the ground, returned it back to God, and the king took away that talent from him. So we see in Scripture that God wants good stewards to have more, but we also see that if you're a good steward, you realize that the money belongs to you, your body belongs to you, your body belongs to God, your mind belongs to God, your everything belongs to God, and you understand that and you steward from that position, God will bless you personally. Not only will he bless you to be a channel of blessing to people, he'll bless you personally. In closing, the Scripture says concerning David in the 21st Chronicles 29:28, New Living Translation, it says that David died at a ripe old age, having enjoyed long life, wealth, and honor, lived a long time, a ripe old age. He enjoyed a long life. He enjoyed wealth and he enjoyed honor. I'm convinced from Scripture that if you be a good steward and have a stewardship mind, not only will God release resources to you, but he will release resources for you. And I believe that you're a good steward. I believe that. I'm speaking my faith over you that you're a good steward and God is releasing resources to you to bless others, and he's releasing resources for you personally to be blessed. Listen, I'm out of time, but we are moving down this track on the God of abundance. We still have a ways to go. I trust that you're being blessed go back and meditate on these four lessons on the God of abundance. And I believe that God is blessing and will continue to release resources to you in a supernatural way. In the name of Jesus. In fact, I release it in prayer over you right now. I speak abundance over your life. I break the power of lack, scarcity, unfulfilled desire, and I pray a release of abundance in your life right now in Jesus' name. Will you receive that? Come on, receive that. Come on, say, I receive that. Well, I'm out of time. I'll see you next time. I pray that you have a good rest of the week. I love you.